Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is our second show, and we're still in our learning curve. I was told right at the beginning I should always have a guest host on standby, just in case my guests would not be able to show up. Little did I know that would actually happen on our very second show. Our guest today was supposed to be Martha Stradienko, and she is sick with bronchitis. So we have a really wonderful guest that's pinch hitting for us, and I'll be getting to him in a moment. I want to say that if you'd like to see or hear any information about our show or about Tabula Rasa Coaching, which is the coaching firm that I founded in 2007, you can go to www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. Today, we're going to be doing live coaching on the show, so I want to give our call number. It's 800-930-2819, and we will be doing a live coaching session at the midpoint of the show today. So anyone who would like to do some coaching on air, please start giving the call into the station, and we will pick someone, and we will put you on air about midway. I'd like to say that all things are exactly as they should be. No matter where you are in your life today, you are exactly where you are supposed to be to learn exactly what you need to know about yourself. One of our Tabula Rasa coaching team was at my house this weekend, Crystal Williamson, and we were talking, and she said, you know, I stopped asking why things are happening to me and started asking, why is this happening for me? So I think that's a great way to start the show today. That, you know, because today is the very first time I had a guest that had to postpone. And why is this happening to us? No, it's happening for us. And obviously, Thomas Emilio is supposed to be with us today. So we're listening to the universe and taking our cues. So, Thomas, I want to thank you to the show and being with the show with us today. How are
you? Thank you so much. My pleasure. I'm great.
Great. So just a little bit of housekeeping things. We are going to be giving away a free coaching session with me at the end of the show today. So we'll tell you when it's time to call in for that. I do want to call out to Carrie Bard, who won the session last week. I have been trying to email you, and I have not gotten anything from you. So if you're listening today and you can call into the show at 800-930-2819, I would like to schedule your session. So I'd like to stay on top of that. And again, to our listeners, I want to invite you to step in with us today. This show is really about a journey and about a partnership between us and you. I want you to be listening today. You know, oftentimes we hear something and a light bulb goes on, or we hear something and we just get a really amazing feeling about it. And we go, "Oh, isn't that interesting?" And then we forget about it. I want to invite you, if that happens to you today on the show, write down that thing that you heard. I want you to start thinking about it. Let it roll around your brain. There's something there for you. There's a reason why you connected with that phrase. I heard Thomas make a little noise when I said, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, say, "Why is this happening for me?" You know, when things like that hit us, it's really the universe saying, "Hey, listen to that. That there's something in there for you." So, again, this show is about a partnership. It is about a journey, and we're going to learn a lot along the way. So, Thomas, let's get to you now. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my current main role is I'm a managing director of the New York Open Center, which has a leading center in holistic learning in New York City. It's been around since 1984, and so almost 30 years. And it began as an initiative to bring holistic understanding and world culture to New York City area. And at the time, it was kind of the only game in town. And now, of course, we have yoga studios everywhere. We have the internet, which brings all sorts of amazing people. We have, Whole Foods. We have them all over the place. So people have so much more awareness of their connection to body, mind, spirit, and the importance of living with all those connected. So it's kind of exciting to see the culture of the world shifting so much. And I think, for example, coaching, especially the kind of coaching you do, which is to not just people meeting their goals, but learning to face themselves and be even greater than they can be, is another aspect of that. So the Open Center gives about 500 classes or programs a year. And it's in New York City on 30th and Madison. And, so that's my main gig that I do, but I also teach a lot of yoga and meditation, mostly meditation nowadays. And I also have some coaching clients, which is fun. So I've got quite a busy schedule. I'm also a musician as well, so occasionally I'll perform. So
So let me just point out here that the Open Center, and I love the Open Center because I want to say that the Open Center really changed my life. The coaching class the certification that I took actually is sponsored through the Open Center, Coaching for Transformation. And if it were not for the Open Center, would I have ever been able to find that program? And my life today is so completely different because of that. We never know what we're going to find. Mm. So you actually are the one who brought the Coaching to Transformation to the Open Center, weren't you?
Yeah. So it was about maybe 8 years ago. I was looking for – I was aware of coaching. I had experienced coaching myself and taken a little training. But I wanted something that was what I considered really holistic and really not just about people uncovering their values and goals, but brought people to a place of transformation, a place where they could uncover their values and learn how to fulfill them and also open themselves up to even greater possibilities behind what the mind currently knows. Mm-hmm. So I was searching around for someone who could lead a training like that, and then I met Richard Michaels, who's the one of the founders of Coaching for Transformation, and it's just been extremely popular ever since. It's such a great training. And I myself finally decided last year, I said, I should take this myself because I hear so many good things about it. And I did. And it was just fantastic. It was just a delightful experience and also expanded my own life and deepened my own fulfillment, my own values. So pretty cool.
And that's actually where we met, because I was assisting in the class, I think the second or it was the first or second weekend of that class.
Yes, I remember you well.
And you were there. Yeah, I remember. So this gives us a really great opportunity to talk a little bit about coaching, because you've really called out the difference between business coaching and goal setting coaching and coaching that brings transformation into a person's life. So can you talk a little bit more about that? I mean, we both do the same style of coaching. People don't always understand. They think they're going to get coached and we're going to sit down and give them, make them do their goals and set out a structure and hold them accountable for those. And yes, by the way, we will do that. But we do something before we do that that's really important, which is really bring you to what is true about yourself and like you said, face yourself. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, I think any kind of coaching can be great. So if you go to someone and you just want to, you have some goals you want to have met, and you need someone who kind of be your cheerleader and also kind of almost a technician to help you get there, that's great. However, what often happens, and I've experienced it with people, is they want to change, but if they could change on their own, they would have, right? So they want to have help doing that. But the help doing that externally is not going to be enough if they don't kind of face the parts of themselves and become present to the parts of themselves that may be holding them back. Now, that if that's really difficult, that can move into the realm of psychotherapy, which is a different branch of self-development altogether, an important one. However, in coaching for transformation, it's just the kind of coaching you do, this more holistic style of coaching, you're assuming that the person in front of you is whole. They have all the answers. You just need to be a presence to let them see whatever it is that's holding them back, and then bring it out.
We need to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion. Again, you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence, and we are going to be doing a live coaching session on the show today. So please call in 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Okay, we're back. This is On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence, and today we are talking to Thomas Emilio. So, Thomas, let's get back to what we were talking about, the difference between the transformational type coaching that we do. You know, you were mentioning that we hold our clients whole and resourceful and evolving forward. And what do you think the difference, what difference does that make when you're working with a client?
Well, as a coach, one thing that I've noticed, I'm sure you've noticed, is that as I went through the training, it changes all my relationships. So I start to bring this orientation to everything I do. So friends, there's a different attitude, but in terms of especially being a coach, it's much more exciting and engaging to see them unfold their resources, them get clear, them choose to empower themselves, as opposed to me as someone who knows more, as an expert, quote unquote, who's telling them what to do. And it's just a whole, I could do that, and then people would be, it might go in, but you never feel like they quite get it from their belly out,
yeah,
right? Or
absolutely. I find that too. We don't look at our clients as though they are broken and we're going to fix them. We look at them whole, and there's something deeper in there, something more. They do know their own answers.
Yes.
And pulling that out of them and watching them just blossom. Right from the sample session, and by the way, let me ask you this. Do you coach via Skype or on the telephone, or do you coach in person?
I do both. I have some clients that are telephone, and then I have some that are in New York City area. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to call that out, because a lot of people think that if you have a coach, you have to be going to their office like you go to a therapist's office. And the truth is, most coaches actually coach via Skype or via the telephone. And I was just recently, I guess it was last spring, I was part of a study from UK University, was doing a study on virtual therapy and coaching. And it was really, really very interesting how we connect with our clients via Skype or the telephone. We don't actually have to be there in front of them. And there's something really interesting that happens when that happens. So those of you who are really thinking about coaching, please, by all means, go onto our website, go to Thomas's website and check us out. This is all done via Skype for me, and telephone, and possibly in person with Thomas.
Yeah, and the other thing too is some people find, I've had clients who, they live in another part of the country and they happen to pass through New York City. So we meet in some ways, and that's great. It's a whole other experience, but some ways on the phone or on Skype, you're so focused because that's all that you're just focusing. There's no visuals so much. You're just focusing. And it can be even more concentrated and powerful in some ways.
Yeah. I always say that when we use our eyes, we are using a lot of our brain energy. We are thinking about what we're seeing. We're making judgments. We're looking at, what are you wearing? How is my hair? Do I have a poppy seed between my teeth? All of that stuff is going on the minute we see someone. When we do it virtually, none of that comes into play. We are not using our eyes. We are simply using our mind and our hearing. And our hearing actually becomes very, very acute. We energetically, I'm sure that you do this as well. I energetically connect with my client, and it brings us to a deeper place where real work can get done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's beautifully said.
Yeah. So we're going to get back to coaching, but we talked earlier. I want to ask you a little bit about your yoga, because when anyone who goes back and reads Thomas's bio, he actually started yoga at a very young age. You've had a very interesting life, and I encourage people to go to your website and look into that. But I also am a very disciplined Bikram yoga student, and I do go to the studio 5 times a week. And I started yoga for the spiritual aspect of it. No doubt I'm getting some great physical benefits from it as well, but I do my work on my mat. So I know that you practice yoga every day, you teach. So tell us a little bit about your yoga practice, what type you do, and what it has done for you.
Well, as is in my bio, my dad practiced out of books. And so I used to sit in the living room with him and do the postures with him. And I remember, I don't know how old I was probably 5 or 6, probably more like 6. And I remember him holding my ankles and putting me into a headstand, but I don't think he ever let me do it on my own. I did that later, but he would do, he'd practice with me. And it was so much it was a joy and obviously a deep memory. And then as I became a teenager, all the books were in the house and I began to practice on my own. And then eventually I took classes, and then I became a member of Kripalu, which is Kripalu Yoga Center for Yoga and Health is in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, and it's one of the largest yoga institutions in the world. It's got about 700 rooms. It probably has, 40,000 guests a year. So it's grown into this big thing. But that's Kripalu Yoga, which is a form of yoga that uses breath and connecting with the posture and facing whatever sensations arise, whatever emotions arise on the mat, like you're talking about, was the first yoga that I was acquainted with. But I spent time studying with Bikram at Kripalu. He came, the founder of Bikram Yoga. I used to do Bikram's yoga every day. I've done some Iyengar. I've done vinyasa, ashtanga. I've experimented and practiced different forms, but for me, what you said was the essence, that yoga is a way that you put yourself in relationship directly with your own life. Most of the time, many of us tend to live reactive, responsive life. We're either reacting to things we don't like, or we're responding to what comes along. And this gets into coaching, you know.
Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, something happened. We cut off. So the last thing I heard was you said this comes into coaching.
Yes. So, it comes into coaching in the terms of, I got an incoming call there. It comes into coaching in the sense that in coaching, we are also facing ourselves. We're also not avoiding. So as I was saying, most people are in reaction response mode. They're either reacting to things they don't like, which usually takes the form of complaint. And for me, living in New York City, all I have to do is be on the subway to experience that version. Or they're responding to what comes along in life. And that's fine. That's better to be responsible and responsive. But the third option, which is the realm of coaching itself, or really great coaching, is the creation. You know, can you invent from your own inspiration something that isn't obviously out there? So you're no longer living just reacting to things you don't like or responding to what comes along, but you're actually tuning into what really calls you, and you're living your life from that. And that isn't easy to do. It's not necessarily supported by the rest of the world. And that's why a coach is great, because a coach will be there 100% for you to live, bring forth your calling, even when the reactive response world is trying to pull you down into that mode.
You know, it's so interesting that I always think about Virginia Kellogg, who was one of the instructors. I mentioned her last week. She was so influential in my coaching practice. And she always said this, that the client brings something, the coach brings something, and the two of them together work on it, and something new is born. And I find this to be the same in my yoga practice as well. The yoga brings me something. I do my work while I'm there, and something new emerges from me, some new desires, some new insight. So let's just talk about that for a moment, this idea of this new thing being born. It's hard to explain to people that you can actually get all of that chatter in your mind to quiet down and fall away and get into this place where this new thing or this thing that has been calling you actually abides. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, this is what you're saying you do. You go through your yoga posture, and Bikram's yoga is particularly vigorous, right? And it's very warm. The room is very hot, you know, so to help soften the fascia, you know, and to relax the muscles. But it's a very intense yoga. But when you do the relaxation at the end, you're very clear and present to whatever's coming up. Most of the time, like you said, we not only have chatter in our minds, we are constantly filling our minds. You walk down the street, people are staring at their cell phone. Or they're sitting at home, they're sitting in front of a television screen or their computer screen, or they're talking to someone. How often do we just take time to just be still and listen to what's happening around us, and more importantly, what's in us? Because each of us has a calling to something that we imagine if we did, we would be more fulfilled. But you have to take time to be present to that and listen to that. And for many people, they're afraid to take that stillness because they're afraid they're going to feel restless. They're going to feel emotional. They're going to have fears they don't want to face, which is probably all true, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
However, the thing is, you can build a capacity to be present to those over time, and then you'll get the treasure that's there as well.
And it is the same when you're being coached, because a good coach will pull you out of all of that chatter and help you get into a moment where you can actually see yourself, or you can actually get in touch with what is true about you, where you can start to explore what's in your way. You can explore who you are, what is important to you. And so talk a little bit about that. We've got about 30 seconds to go, then we're going to have to go to break. Thomas, are you there? Oh, I think we lost Thomas.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. We have about 30 seconds we have to cut to break.
Okay. Well, I think that's, you just said it. You know, if you can get to anything that gets you to that place of stillness, a walk on the beach, a round of yoga, just getting out into nature, sitting and meditating, if you know how to meditate, will create that space for you. And everyone should do that. They should make it part of every day.
Okay, we're up on a break. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. When we come back from the break, we're going to be doing live coaching. We have a caller who would like to be coached. We're going to be taking care of that. When we are finished with that segment, then we're going to take your phone calls. Anyone who has questions for Thomas, questions about coaching, please call in at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformations Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, your host, founder of Tabula Rasa Coaching. And today we are talking to Thomas Emilio, Managing Director of the Open Center in New York City. We were going to be doing live coaching in this segment of the show, and we had a caller. Her name is Lana, and she decided she did not want to be coached on air. So, Lana, if you're still listening, I have your information, and I'm going to honor the coaching session anyway. So I'll be giving you a call a little bit after the show. So we're just going to continue our conversation with Thomas, and anyone wants to call in and ask a question of Thomas, of me, of about coaching, our number is 800-930-2819, and you can call in at any time. We'll take your call. Okay, so Thomas, tell us a little bit about your journey. You know, when I talk to people about being on a journey, being on their path, developing their life, finding out who they are, I always say, you know, life is a journey. It's not a destination. Things are going to happen. You're going to change. Things are going to be thrown in your path. Tell us a little bit about your journey. And because I really want people to start thinking about what it is they should be doing. People say, what should I do to get on my path? You know what? You are already on your path. Watching for the signs, taking advantage of what is thrown in front of you will continue down your path. So just tell us a little bit about you, about your path, your journey.
Wow, that's a big question.
Seriously.
I mean, I think the first part of my life was very much, I was particularly had deep spiritual questions, and I don't know why I had them at a young age, but I did, you know, and So I sought different means. I studied different kind of religious traditions, spiritual traditions. Because I'd had early exposure to yoga, and I looked into the philosophy, yoga philosophy, which, because yoga is more than just postures and physical postures on the mat, it also includes meditation, for example, and other aspects. My first part of my journey was I just wanted to understand these deeper aspects of yoga and spirituality. So that was my beginning journey, and that took me to Kripalu, where I'm a founding member and lived there and practiced a lifestyle which to others people might seem a little intense, but probably not so much nowadays. I mean, I woke up at 4 a.m. and we did in this particular place we would jog first to get our energy moving and then we would sit, we would do breathing exercises and then yoga postures and then meditate. So that was my first journey was very intensely spiritual in that aspect. But what I also found is that opened me up to see that spirit is in everything, really. I mean, every person, whether they practice yoga or not, has that spark. And so after being at Kripalu for many years, I felt like the next part of my journey should be Manhattan, New York City. Yes, because I felt like if spirituality is true or if this connection is true, then it should be anywhere. And I felt called to go. It was a big surprise. But everything, you know, I think you probably experienced this, Karen, that when you feel a calling, oftentimes it's as if the world opens up to support you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite a remarkable thing. It's like there's, I don't know, angels or energies or just life itself somehow respects people with a commitment and a certain calling. And so things, it doesn't mean there aren't big challenges too, but the challenges don't feel like challenges because you're doing what feels right to you. So I came to New York City, and then I just really, my intention was just to, in the beginning, after all this spirituality, was just to make money and have fun. So that's kind of what I sort of did. I just enjoyed myself and but I never lost my base of spiritual practice. I meditated because I love to meditate and because I love to tune in, and it makes life more fun because, as you experience when you do yoga and that moment when you practice and now you're in a deep relaxation, there's something wonderful about consciously opening up to life first and living your day out of that, as opposed to pushing and feeling like, oh, I've got to like push myself through this day. That's why I had like a nice response to your friend's quote around, this is not happening to you, but happening for you. If you have that attitude, you're going to embrace life more, even the challenging things. You know, it'll make life so much more interesting and fun.
Yeah. You know, you said something really interesting. I want to pull you back to it, which is that everyone has that spark, that spirituality spark. And, you know, we talk about coaching and the different types of coaching. I do a lot of executive coaching literally around the world, from Hawaii to Moscow and everywhere in between. And when people ask me, what kind of coaching do? I say, well, I do executive transformational. I do personal coaching. But the truth is, the basis of all of my coaching is that spirituality part, that part of us that is yearning for something, that is wanting something. We all know that there is something living in us. We're not sure how to find it. Through coaching, we always get there. It's an amazing thing. I get these very staunch corporate executives, and before you know it, you know, we're doing all kinds of things, and they're falling deeper and deeper into themselves. And I think that this is a confusing thing for a lot of people, because I when I do my discovery session, you know, what's, for those of you who don't know, when you start working with the coach, we want to really get to know you, so we schedule a discovery session, and we ask you a lot of questions. We find out a lot about you. You find out about us, and that's how we begin our conscious relationship. But what I always ask this, I make up questions for each of my clients individually, but I always ask this: tell me about your religious, spiritual beliefs, practices, and rituals. And many times people say, I think I kind of believe in something, and I really have no practice or ritual or anything around that. So let's just talk for a moment about that process. That I think people think that it is some mystical, impossible to find thing within ourselves.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say that, you know, I have friends who are atheists, and you don't necessarily need to have, like, to believe in something greater and more, quote unquote, spiritual to feel a spark, right?
Exactly.
Everybody has a calling to something, no matter whether they have a formal spiritual path or an informal spiritual path or a spiritual path at all. We're called to do something. If you really listen, there's something that, you know, if you do that, you will feel and live that, you will feel more fulfilled. And that's true across the board. So I just wanted to say that in case people aren't tuned into the word spirituality. Certainly if someone is religious, they certainly will feel a call. I mean, a specific Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, whatever it happens to be. So everybody, no matter who you are in the whole spectrum, feels that spark and that calling. And that's what's exciting to work with, is how do you uncover that? Mm-hmm. You know? So coaching is, you know, has a beginning and an end. You know, you begin with a coach and at some point you end, but hopefully during that process, you're learning more and more, and the kind of coaching you do at Tabula Rasa and the kind of coaching I do is all about uncovering that spark and then building on it and then always ending. Every session usually ends with action and steps and things to do that move you forward on the real functional plane too. So it's the whole spectrum.
Yeah. So, you know, let's just pull this a little bit back to the Open Center, because the Open Center has so many courses. You have, what, 500 courses going on?
Usually a year, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And it's so interesting just to sit down, go on your website, and read the catalog. it's like reading a novel. And I encourage all of you out there to go to opencenter.org and access the catalog and start reading the catalog. There's, you know, just, and so Tom, so I'm going to ask you, you know, you can tell us about some of the programs and the types of programs that are out there, but I encourage you that when you go and start reading the catalog, there's going to be something that appeals to you. And that is a step on your path. Take that class. Go find out what it is about. So Thomas, tell us a little bit about the classes and courses that we can take at the Open Center.
Well, you know, we have a, there's an intention at the Open Center to bring forth classes that, and teachers, to find the best teachers who can not only give you information for your mind, but really practices and understandings that will touch your heart and things that will change your life. So, because there's lots of academic institutions that give you great information, and that's wonderful, but the Open Center was formed and was given birth to have a holistic approach to learning. So, so we have courses in, and it isn't based on any one lineage or any one philosophy. It's just based on inquiry, deep inquiry into what we're talking about, what uncovers your spark and how do you fulfill that and live in alignment with it. So there are programs, certainly there are programs in psychology, holistic health, spiritual inquiry and practice from all traditions and no traditions. There's a lot of course, there's programs that have to do with the body, because the body's important, as you've talked about with your practice, and body work, yoga, and also healing modalities like, you know, Reiki and so forth, psychological modalities like EMDR, of course, and there are a number of professional trainings where you actually get a career, like coaching or feng shui or and coach in classes that enhance your career, like EMDR, which is a fantastic methodology that's only open to people who are licensed psychotherapists, for example. So it's quite a wide spectrum. And then there's also classes on arts and creativity. So someone like Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way, is a very, very popular teacher to come. And then we have a New York Times writer who's doing a class on memoir right now. I just could go on and on. Plus, we also have conferences. So there's a big dedication to the Western tradition. So there's the Eastern tradition of yoga and such. There's also the Western tradition, which has its basis in the Judeo-Christian, the Hebrew, the Kabbalah, and all sorts of stuff. So we do a conference on that usually yearly, and we're doing one in Sicily year. Which I would love to go to myself.
Yes, Thomas, maybe I'll see you there.
Yes.
Okay, we're coming up on a break right now. So we will be right back. Again, you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence, and we'll be right back with Thomas Emilio. Thank you.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Annie's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Karen Florence with On Purpose with Karen Florence. Today, we're talking to Thomas Emilio, Manager and Director of the Open Center. We are discussing coaching and yoga and meditation and being on our path. Thomas, just take a moment and talk about meditation. You know, I oftentimes give homework to my clients, and oftentimes I give them, I have them meditate as homework. Ooh. And how mean of me, but I don't think it's me. But right away people say, I can't meditate. I can't do it. And, you know, Westerners have a very different opinion of meditation. We think that it is this very hard discipline thing when it really isn't that. So talk a little bit about meditation and what it really is.
Well, I often say that meditation is your laboratory of life, which is, again, coming back to what you've said about when you do your yoga practice and then especially at the end during the relaxation, that is your laboratory in which everything that's going on in your life can come up and be, you can be present with it and listen to it and learn from it. Because you can't learn from, if you have somebody that you know and you never listen to them, you never pay attention to them, you'll never get to know them. But if you sat down and said, okay, let's just spend some time together and you look at each other and you listen, you'll get to know them. And the same, but we might do that with another person, but we also need to do it with ourselves, you know, and that's really the beginning of meditation, is just to be present to yourself and listen. And you'll discover in the beginning that you'll have lots of thoughts and lots of anxieties and concerns about the past and the future and what my boss, the terrible thing my boss did yesterday and what might he do tomorrow, etc. However, taking some time to be present every day to what's going on opens you up to other possibilities because you're beginning to learn about your life. So that's the beginning of it. And then
I want to interject here. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a bodhisattva. I took my vow about 5 years ago.
And someone said to me, and you're living it.
And I'm living it. Someone said to me right up, well, you're not taking that seriously, are you? Yes, I am. And there's a really great book on the bodhisattva practice with all 10 paramitas called Buddha Is as Buddha Does, and by Lama Surya Das. I just love that book. And I was reading it the other night, and we were talking about, he was talking about meditation and this notion of noticing what comes up. And I think we run over that and don't really explain what that means. And for me, you know, the way he said it so eloquently in the book when I was reading last night is that notice what is coming up. It's what are your thoughts? What is the general gist of all those thoughts that keep coming up? Is it complaints about other people? Is it worry? We know, what is that? And what do we do with that when those thoughts come up? What, that's really the beginning of the work, is the noticing. So let's just start right there.
Well, one thing that I also wanted to say is people, you were talking about the Western conception, people often think that meditation means you stop your thoughts or you sit and have no thoughts and you're in some state of, I don't know, peace or ecstasy. And you will have moments like that if you practice, I promise you, but that's not the way it is in the beginning.
And nor no, it is
that,
not.
And nor is that what meditation is. It is like what you were just saying, being present to what arises. I often talk about, too, that it's similar to what I was saying earlier, that most people, their minds are conditioned react in response. So they're either reacting to what they don't like or they're responding to what comes along. And there's this reaction, stimulus reaction mode that people are in, and they're fused together. So you push my button, I have an immediate reaction. You tell me that I look like I've gained 10 pounds, I have immediate reaction, right? Mm-hmm. There's no space. So meditation slows you down. Whatever the technique you use, you slow down and you create a space between the stimulus and the reaction, whatever it happens to be. Can be an annoying person and there's immediate reaction. No, that you have no freedom then, right? You're just an automaton. Mm-hmm. So how do you create a space between stimulus and reaction? And that's what meditation gives you. And in that, once you see that process, you're going to start to long to hang out in that space because you're free.
Mm-hmm.
You're free to make choices where you couldn't make a choice before. You're free to listen because you're not reacting. You're free to listen to your intuition, which everybody has, you know. So those things can happen in meditation. And it will begin the minute you start sitting. The first thing you'll experience is how much thoughts you have and how restless you are. But there is a technique of meditation for everybody that will help you to still the mind and be able to watch.
Yeah, people who think that you're going to sit down and start meditating and that means no thought, that is a brain impossibility. There is thought. They're not going to get rid of that. The thing is not to grab onto the thought and run away with it. It's to notice the thought and say, oh, isn't that interesting? And come back to your breathing. So
exactly.
Now you teach meditation. Now,
yes.
Do you do it in a class? Do you do it one-on-one? What is it that you do?
I do both. I mean, I've always had meditation, one-on-one meditation clients, but in general, I do it in classes, which I love, you know. And in my classes, I offer different processes because not everyone can sit and simply watch. I often have students, I've taught for over 30 years, I often have students who say, you know, I've tried again and again to just sit and watch my thoughts, and I can't. So then I might introduce a sound meditation, which you make certain sounds. And of course, if you do a sound, it occupies the brain in a very different way. So these are sounds called mantras, you know, that are from Sanskrit that you can use. But you can use a sound from any tradition or no tradition, and just intoning like a humming sound in the beginning of your meditation, for example, could still the mind, and then you can watch the thoughts more easily because the mind has been stilled by the sound. For example, some people are very visual, so they want to begin by focusing on something, concentrating on something. So there's something in yoga. There are two phases of meditation. There's dharana, which is the concentration aspect, and then there's dhyan, which is what you're calling the meditation aspect, which is just simply noticing without interfering. Some people need to focus on something first. So you can focus on a candle, the flame of a candle. It can be very absorbing, or certain images that you just gaze at. That stills the mind, and then you can go into the observation mode. So there's a lot of different approaches to meditation. Yeah.
So we are just about at the end of our show. We've got about a minute left. Doesn't it fly by? So I just want to give you the opportunity to give us your contact information, to, you know, just have your last final say, please.
Yeah. Well, I encourage people to explore the Open Center. If you're not in the New York City area, then we have online programs. You can find all that out at opencenter.org. So that's OPENCENTR.ORG. If you're interested in my things, you can, it's Thomas Amelio, Amelio, thomasamelio.com. Also, you can look me up on Facebook, too, of course. And those are the main things to be in touch.
And you also can go to www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and just click on Thomas's name, and you will be directed right to his website. I can click on the Open Center. You'll be taken right to their website as well. I encourage all of you to actually go to our website, explore it a little bit, look at our team. Please leave us suggestions. Give us comments. If there's a subject you would like us to be covering, please let us know about that. If you're interested in coaching and wanted more information about that, our phone number, our email address, everything is there. Thomas, thank you so, so much for pinch hitting for us today. You've been a marvelous guest, and I cannot thank you enough. Good. I'm glad. Everyone, have a great week, and we will see you next week, 10 a.m. On Purpose with Karen Florence. Bye.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence, to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.